And Goldfield goes down Phoenix, 91.1 WSAJ FM Grove City, 91.7 WCUC FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 102.9 WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org.
And the walls come tumbling down, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Brown, we got to fight a lot like David Bowden. If we will but make a right choice, if we will but make heard our voice, because we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
Not long.
How long?
Not long.
Oh, you should be marching on, because we're on the move now. But if you haven't loved, then your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet love, that's why my town in rain. And darkness can I put out darkness, only I can do that, oh yes. We're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
How long?
How long? Oh, it's truth been marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. Satisfied, participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of spirit. Let us roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, my hello, hello,
hello.
Oh, you sweet thing, my hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, my hello.
That is the group called Folk Faces live in our studios, and don't they sound great? That was from their appearance way back in 2018, May 12th to be exact. And momentarily, Scott Moore is going to join us live in our studio today. We'll share some songs. And we'll talk a bit about what he's been up to and his craft. So stick around, and thank you for being along with us this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Quick notes, if you know of a teen looking for a summer camp, or maybe you are a teen looking for a summer camp, we've got some great experiences this summer that include podcasting and radio broadcasting, workshops and camps around poetry and songwriting. But if you're on a budget, there are scholarships available that make these camps either very affordable or, in some cases, free. Still a few openings left, not many, probably about half a dozen or less, and you can learn more about them at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. slbradio.org/summercamps2025. And please let folks who you know that have teens who have not been able to find camps, a lot of them are sold out because their capacity is low. Ours are nearly sold out, but we do have some spots still available. And as I mentioned, there are needs-based scholarships, and those are still available, too. Thank you. Scott Moore is here. He's from Morningside. We're going to talk a bit to him about his musical, or music and his craft. Maybe he has a musical. I doubt it. But we're going to open up with a song, though. Here is Scott Moore.
So great. Seems like like you'll never have your way. Hey, want now, that too much. Two nights done and two, that one and two, now three times blue. Want now, that too much. Done and two, that one and two, now three times blue. Seems like it never felt so great. Never have your way. Hey, want now, that too much. Two nights done and two, that one and two, now three times blue. Want now, you've had your fun. Two, find the clue, that one and two, now three times blue. That one and two, now three times blue. That one and two.
That is Scott Moore. Tell me about that song.
Well, the song's called Three Times Blue, and, you know, during that super happy fun time we called the pandemic lockdown, you know, we all had a lot of time on our hands, and I've been messing around for years with writing songs and had ones in various stages of completion, but I really had a lot of time to sit there and really focus on writing songs and really following through. And that was like the first one that really came in that burst of songs. And, you know, I just think it's just dealing with just feelings of sadness and regret and just piling one on top of another. So Three Times Blue.
It's a good song. I think, you know, when we reflect on the pandemic, the one thing that's easy to forget is nobody really knew how long it was going to be.
Yeah.
We tend to look back and say, oh, yeah, there was that period where everything shut down for about 2.5 years. Well, no, it was that period where nobody seemed to know how long anything was going to be. So it's not like everybody knowingly took a sabbatical. You were kind of living day to day,
trying
to navigate it. When did you start songwriting and playing the guitar?
Well, I've been playing guitar ever since freshman year of college, a long time ago. I played drums in high school just for fun, and played with friends in little pickup bands, but I couldn't take the drums with me to the dorm room, so I'd always wanted to learn guitar, and so I got a small, cheap acoustic and started on that, and the rest was history. But I really started trying to come up with my own stuff right away. But like I was saying, I never really had a lot of success following through. I had a lot of pieces of songs and little bits here and there, but just didn't know how to really follow through and didn't know how to songwrite, really. So it was kind of a long process. But like I said, a couple of years before the pandemic, so we're going back maybe 2017, 2018, I know I was really getting a little more into writing songs and coming up with things that I could finish and think, oh, I actually kind of like this. I'd like to try to put some of this out there in the world. So so I guess it really goes back to that.
Yeah, I guess you sometimes don't really know until the moment finally hits you and you're comfortable doing so. Where did you go to college?
I went to Penn State University.
So yeah, I'm sure you had plenty of, assuming you were on the main campus, plenty of influence there or opportunities to take in things.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of music all around. I had friends that played music. All of them much better than I was, at least at the time. So I was just tinkering around in the bedroom, really, at that point.
Now, I know, having gone to your Bandcamp site, there is music available there to listen to, scottmoore.bandcamp.com. And I think we also linked to your Instagram account from our website. When are you going to be playing out next?
Well, my next scheduled gig is not until early July. I believe it's Monday, July 7th at Three Rivers Outdoor Company, part of their Music Mondays series in the, right outside their establishment. And I played there a few times last year, and I get a chance to play there again this year. So thanks to them. Hopefully some other things will come up in the meantime. Maybe I'll hit some open mics and things like that. But really, in the month of June, not a lot scheduled for me.
This is Scott Moore, and you're probably wondering about what another song would sound like. Why don't we ask Scott to play another song? What would you like to do next?
All right, I'm going to play a song called Bumbershoot, and it's actually a song. I'm going to play a couple songs that I wrote recently as part of February Album Writing Month, or FAUM. It's a worldwide thing, but a neighbor of mine.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's great. And a neighbor of mine actually started it and kind of turned me on to it. So I tried it this year. And there are prompts and, collaborations and things like that online. And the idea is to write 14 songs in 28 days. I came up with 9. And not all of them are quite ready for prime time, but a few of them were, including this one, Bumbershoot.
Now, I know, as you are listening, I know what a bumbershoot is. Maybe you do. We'll see if it's the bumbershoot I'm thinking of and you're thinking of as we listen to Scott Moore.
All right. We'll see.
Ahead. I feel that tightness in my chest. Lightning cracks the midnight sky. I see that twinkle in your eye. If it's raining, lift me up. When it's raining, it fills my cup. But if it's too much, don't get too cute. If you're getting wet, scoop beneath my bumper shoe. Scoop beneath mama shoe. Scoop beneath my mama shoe.
Well, were you right about your thinking about Bumbershoot? Bumbershoot is usually thought of as the British term for umbrella.
Yes.
And it occurred to me, it's almost like Pig Latin for umbrella. We take, umbrella and turn it into Bumbershoot. Well, kind of.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's one of those odd words, but... it works. The challenge was not a particular subject with that song. It was just part of the album.
That was actually a challenge. They had a list of unusual words, I think. And so I was just looking down the list, and that word stuck out to me. And I'll be honest, I did not know what it meant. I've heard the word before. I did not know what it meant off the top of my head. And I looked it up, and then I started thinking umbrella. Okay, that's a cool-sounding word, umbrella. I started thinking of rain and what that could represent, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, I like the song. Having Scoot in there made sense, too. Scott Moore is... with us. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I am. I'm from Moon Township near the city, yes, originally.
And now living in Morningside.
Yes.
And it's great to have you here with us. What advice would you have? You have an interesting history in that it sounds like you kind of knocked around in music in high school with drums. You taught yourself, I'm guessing, or worked with friends. Once you got into college, you maybe had some song ideas, but it sounds like you didn't get, I hate to say you didn't get serious, but
no,
you...
Go ahead.
Is that the right way to put it?
Sure. I think that's true. I've played in bands. I play in a cover band called the Hoot Owls with some friends, and I also... play ukulele with Still City Ukuleles, and so I've been playing music a lot, but mostly other people's music. And you know, I just had one of those unfortunate ideas in my head that when it comes to creating your own music, you either have it or you don't. And I didn't realize that it was all in the time you put into it and the hard work you put into it. And once that started sinking in a little bit later in life, I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to have my own music and put it out there and be at least a little bit known for that. And so I just really got into that in earnest. So you could say I got serious about it.
Interesting. I think there's a spectrum to it may not be quite as binary as you have it or you don't. And it could be you fluctuate over time and not necessarily continually going towards have it. It may be depending on where you are. Do you have any advice you'd give to somebody who may be in that situation right now, wondering what to do next?
Yeah, you know, I'd say just start writing and write some really terrible songs. That's the thing. You just, like, I think with anything, like learning to play guitar, learning to do anything, you have to push through those times where you're absolutely horrible and you cringe at everything you do, and you have to realize that that's just the steps on the way to getting where you want. And even now, you know, I feel good about what I'm doing, but I know there are higher places I could go, and I keep my eye on that. So just get in there, write some songs, write really terrible songs, ones that make you cringe, and keep doing it, and keep doing it over and over and over, and eventually you'll start hearing some things that come out and go, oh, that's, I kind of like that. I think other people might like it too.
That's a really good philosophy. Kids know how to do that generally. I mean, especially very young children, they are not too worried about success in their creative endeavors, as you might color or sing or write a song. As you get older, certainly you become more self-aware and may not want to share your work with others, but doing it regardless is really good advice. You're hearing Scott Moore, who is our guest today. Again, you find him on Bandcamp at scottmoore.bandcamp.com. We're going to fit in one more song before the bottom of the hour. What would you like to do next?
Next song I'm going to play is called I Missed the Summertime. And it's, you know, it's one of my staples in my shows. And it's one of my earlier tunes that I had been even working on before the pandemic, but finally finished it up during that time. So here we go.
Just before the call, where's the show where the fireworks gonna be? I need adventure, need a place to be. Me, who's to say that's not enough? Who'd have said to you, who's to say that's not enough for you?
Scott Moore, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. I wanted to let you know while Scott takes a break to tune in our very chilly studio where things often we need to check tuning. Next week, Kasten Guffey is going to be here. And on June 14th, Tom Hoffman will be here, a legendary singer of social conscience. And my goodness, a lot more music scheduled throughout the month, so including the Snappin' Bug String Band on July 5th, a great old-time string band, group. Do you have any music projects you're working on currently that you hope to release, Scott?
You know, I just keep writing more songs. I like to record more songs. I have, like I said, songs on Bandcamp and on Spotify and the other streaming services, but only a few. And I've never actually set foot in a real recording studio before. So all the recordings I've made are just home recordings with my iPad and a recording microphone, and I do the best I can with that. So for now, I'm just going to keep maybe try to record a few more songs and get them up there. And maybe long term, I'd like to actually get in a real recording studio and put together an EP or a full album to put out there too.
Yeah, that's a good goal, and there is an awful lot you can do on your own these days too. It's sometimes good. I don't know if you have anybody to work with that can give you basically producer-like feedback and that kind of support. That's really helpful, I think.
I'll have to find someone like that. my inbox is open. So
we have time, I think, for two more songs. I want to be sure we get those in. Is there one you'd like to do next?
Sure. I'm going to do another one that I wrote for February Album Writing Month. And this prompt was heaven. And so, you know, you can think of a lot of things to write about when it comes to heaven. But, you know, I decided to do that. And when I thought about heaven, what does that mean to me? And what, you know, the thing kept coming up to me over and over was just home. You know, that I'm very lucky to have a very, very happy home, somewhere I look forward to coming back to every day. And while I enjoy going out and doing things, I'm a bit of a homebody. And that's just the perfect thing for me, is just to be home with my little tiny family and my wife and my dog, and just enjoying being together. So I wrote this song, and at first I was like, ooh, am I going to use this? Because it's, you know, it's a little more like earnest and straightforward than my songs usually are. But you know, I really like it, so we're going to go with it. It's called Heaven Is. Just two floors and a little attic room. Planted a flower and we watched it bloom. Darling front yard with the brave blue garden known. Heaven is a place I call home. They wait for me with a favorite offering, give in with no request. Love is bright and glowing. Heaven is a place I call home. Distant moon, I know I'll get there soon. Heaven is a place I call home.
just two floors and a little attic room. Planted a flower and we watched it bloom. Someone to love. Oh, why would I roam? Heaven is a place I call home. 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 No need to roam. Heaven is a place I call home. No need to roam. Heaven is a place I call home.
Scott Moore at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you wanted to talk about?
I mean, not really, no. You know, we talked about my next performance coming up in July, unless something happens in between then. Again, my inbox is open, so so feel free to hit me up. So we talked about, you know, you're linking the Instagram page, and on my Instagram page in the bio, there's a sort of one of those link tree pages to links to my Spotify and YouTube and Bandcamp and all that other good stuff. And, you know, I'm just very happy to be here. I think that's it.
Well, great. It's been nice to get to know you better. And I always think it's important. I appreciate your putting yourself out there and sharing a bit of your story and some of these songs. I think it's courageous to put these songs out there for folks to listen to. Again, July 7th is Scott's next scheduled gig at Three Rivers Outdoor Company. Where is that?
That's in Regent Square.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think I know where that is. It's 6 o'clock, July 7th. Mm-hmm. And you can learn more and follow Scott on Bandcamp or Instagram. What would you like to finish up with?
I want to finish up the song called Daydreaming. And yeah, it's a song pretty much sort of about daydreaming. So yeah, pretty on the nose.
Once again, Scott Moore.
Leaking out the hole you're digging. costly. But the rain is always free. We agree on the illusion. Set sail across the sea of dreams. Waking up, feeling beaten. Still walking out the door. Wondering if it counts as cheating. If I'm still wanting more. Whoa, 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 daydreaming. Dreaming of your life, leaving all your time bleeding until it's gone away. Whoa, daydreaming, dreaming while your life's leaking out the hole you're digging all alone.
Scott Moore, thank you for being with us today.
I'm down to a roll of dimes. Stocking the slot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me. Jingling the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking. Every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got the oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit. Watching the dry cleaner do it, like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. bells, ringing the bandit's bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell in some ways, cause I lost every dime I laid on the line. But the cleaner from Des Moines could put a coin in the door of a John and get 20 for one. It's just luck. It's just luck. My lips told me I was right, right out of my head.
Channeling her inner, not so inner, Joni Mitchell, the album After Blue.
Woo, that's mean.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and that is one great album. Earlier this morning, and I hope you'll consider tuning in early, we start at 6 in the morning, puzzles and games, on-air calls, and more. Earlier this morning, we played a song by Muriel Bradley. She is not yet 20 years of age. She was about 18 when she recorded this. She is from Ireland. I thought we'd play another song from her. She is very fond of traditional country blues. She is a great player and a phenomenal singer. I think you'll recognize this song. Here she is again. M-U-R-I-R-E-A-N-N is how you spell Murianne Bradley's first name. And I say that because I often get asked immediately after playing her, who was that? How can I find her? And she is 18 currently, will be 19 on December 18th of this year. And I wanted to find her backstory a little bit. At the age of 17, she was on BBC on a Hootenanny show that they run, and she was given a standing ovation for Candyman by Reverend Gary Davis. So I hope you enjoyed hearing from her. I hope you enjoyed today's Saturday Light Brigade.
Alone again at the Genius Bar, wishing I was dead. I must be invisible, say the voices in my head. I miss my transistor radio. All I had to do was turn it on and off, you know. I adore my iPhone, and I love my MacBook too. But when something goes wrong with them, I don't know what to do. You might say that I become a wreck. Why am I so paralyzed by tech? Technology. Once I had a VCR. Only ate an apple, never had to grapple with my turntable or typewriter. Wang, yes, Wang, calculator. People say we've come so far.
Up today's edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to all of our guests, Gianna and Esme from Allegheny Observatory. Thanks to the sixth graders of North Hills Middle School's Orchestra, to our friends from Thousand Bridges Opera, to Jacob Lambert from Patty Fest And once again to Scott Moore. Our program is booked by Ty Trosky. Our technical director is Chad Green, Ella Storm, technical associate. Our staff educators include Ben Ritkow,
Julie Gold.
Closing up today's edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to all of our guests, Gianna and Esme from Allegheny Observatory. Thanks to the sixth graders of North Hills Middle School's Orchestra, to our friends from Thousand Bridges Opera, to Jacob Lambert from Patty Fest, and once again to Scott Moore. Our program is booked by Ty Trosky. Our technical director is Chad Green, Ella Storm, technical associate. Our staff educators include Ben Rutkowski, Alexa Buzik, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, and Megan Valley.